if those services are cut back, I mean, those children are just going to suffer. It feels like, you know, we're balancing the budget on the backs of children.
Beth Sizemore is the executive director of the Reach Family Resource Center in Summers County.
We say as a, you know, as a community, as a nation, as a state, that kids are our priority. Well, let's put our money where our mouth is. It's easy to talk about it. It's politically correct. And it's the right thing to say, oh, we love kids and kids are our future and blah, 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 blah. Well, let's quit saying it and let's show it. Let's prove it.
Democratic Governor Earl Ray Tomlin started the 2014 session with a budget that cut funding for several programs. Sizemore wanted to maintain the same funding as last year, so she joined groups like Prevent Child Abuse West Virginia and West Virginia Healthy Kids and Family Coalition, which is part of the statewide goal to end child poverty in West Virginia through the Our Children, Our Future campaign. Throughout the session, the groups worked together to call on legislators in the House and Senate to restore funding to these agencies, and it worked until the final budget signing.
I think the legislature did their job, and they listened to their constituents, and they restored our funding. And so I guess what is shocking about it to me is it seemed like the system worked, and then, bam, we just kind of got hit with this.
While Tomlin outlined 42 objections to the budget that was passed by the legislature last week, the groups point to only 6 lines vetoed, totaling about $980,000, including Children's Trust Fund that focuses on child abuse and prevention, in-home family education, family resource networks and centers, grants for licensed domestic violence programs, domestic violence legal services fund, and child advocacy centers. Sizemore is expecting about a 25% budget decrease. That means less money for the after-school program, a summer learning program, home visiting program, and employees.
We employ 16 people, so it's just sort of a snowball. If we have to lay people off, then that's families that had employment and now are unemployed. It's pretty devastating.
The Family Resource Center in Hinton is just one of 24 across the state that will bear a portion of Tomlin's budget cut burdens. Director of the West Virginia Healthy Kids and Family Coalition, Stephen Smith, is disappointed to see cuts to programs meant to help the most vulnerable kids and families.
Your budget is a moral document. It's a statement of what you think is important, of the priorities that you put first. If this is our moral document, we're saying that luxury hotels and other programs and casinos and are more important in this case than early childhood programs.
Governor Tomlin said, cuts are never easy, but are necessary in our state's current financial situation. On the same day, the governor signed into law an extension of the Tourism Development Act, which, in part, provides millions of dollars in tax breaks to the Greenbrier Resort. Owner Jim Justice says the money will be used to build an NFL training camp for the New Orleans Saints. The camp is expected to bring in tourism dollars to Greenbrier County.
So when the governor and legislators say, oh, it's a tough budget year, it's a tight budget year, this is a crisis of our own making. When we go out and prioritize cutting taxes for some people, that's why we have a budget crisis. That's why we have a problem finding money for the things that really matter.
State Coordinator of Prevent Child Abuse West Virginia, Jim McKay, says budget negotiations included a lot about sustaining the state's thoroughbred and greyhound racing industry as well.
There's funds in the state budget for a racetrack modernization fund that's approximately $9 million each year. Frankly, we feel like thoroughbreds and greyhounds have much more success through the legislative budgeting process than children and families have had this year.
Tomlin also told reporters on Thursday that cuts were necessary to avoid dipping any more into the rainy day fund in order to maintain higher bond ratings. Tomlin told the Charleston Gazette, "The last thing we want to do is overspend the money and watch our bond ratings decline like it did in the 80s. The reason it was created many years ago was for rainy days like this." For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly in Athens.